BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Paul, I'm 20, and I'm from Rhyl. You might not know this, but I think I might be going to a surprise birthday party for me. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Thank you, Scott Mills.
That's okay. How old are you, please?
20.
That's all right, isn't it?
It's all right, yeah.
20. How's your birthday so far?
Suspiciously quiet.
What do you mean?
Nothing's gone on yet. I've woke up, there's been the old banner, and that's it. Just a banner.
Just a banner?
Just a banner, you know, it's a kind of happy birthday from ones that have been around for like 20 years.
Yeah, this is similar to me. Do you remember I have the birthday clown every year my family put up?
Yes.
I think the equivalent of the birthday banner. It's a birthday clown that gets put on the door.
Is that still happening every year?
It's still happening. It's a little bit lame, but it's tradition.
Did we work out you're the only person with the birthday clown?
Yeah, I thought there might be others, but it is just my family.
It was just you, wasn't it? Yeah. So any cards, any presents?
I've got one card that I sent to myself as well.
You sent a card to yourself to say happy birthday?
Yeah, off Moonpig.
She had to order that a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Do you do this every year?
First time, but I might make it my own tradition every year.
Did you send yourself some cash?
I put a little IOU in the card.
But nothing from anyone else?
No, nothing from anyone yet.
So what are you thinking?
Surprise birthday. Little party after.
You think it's so quiet now that someone is going to organise a party for you?
Yeah, I expect to get home and find everyone there.
I think you're right. I've had this before. When it's suspiciously quiet, you do start to suspect secret party, surprise party, don't you?
Yeah, see, this morning I was rooting to the kitchen and I found a few party cups. So, who knows?
They could just be left over from the Jubilee.
They were all Union Jack.
The problem is, you've got the same situation as me, is now this is in your head.
Yes, see, I'll expect it.
Yeah, you see, I once expected a surprise party, turned up at the pub, expecting all my mates to be there from uni, because I hadn't heard from any of them, and they weren't there.
You were convinced as well that there was going to be a party.
Yeah, especially the ones who had texts saying, sorry, mate, can't be there tonight.
See, I've had the same. I've had all that today as well.
But they just weren't.
And they actually weren't. No, they were telling the truth.
So what are you expecting tonight? You come home, and then, like, the house is quiet, you turn a light on, and everyone goes, surprise! And there's, like, balloons.
Yeah, and then, like, the congratulations song playing, booming in the background.
I reckon they'll try and get Cliff to do it in person.
Yes, Cliff Richard, brilliant. My auntie loves him.
See, now the idea that Cliff Richard will actually be at your party is also in your head.
Oh, no.
This could possibly be the most disappointing birthday ever.
Oh, no, I hope not.
I reckon Stevie Wonder might be there as well.
Brilliant. Love a bit of Stevie Wonder after the Jubilee concert.
To sing his happy birthday song.
To be fair, Paul, you don't know that your family haven't got in touch with us and that Scott Mills is going to be at your party tonight and this is all part of the ploy put him off the surprise.
Are you doing it, Scott?
No.
No.
But you might be bluffing.
Well, I could be. This is ridiculous. Okay, well, listen, we'll speak to you tomorrow. Well, I'm hoping that you would have had loads of presents, all your friends and family, Cliff Richard and Stevie Wonder.
Scott Mills.
We'll find out tomorrow when we speak to you, all right? Have a good birthday.
Thank you, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So in 1 hour from now, you will get the world premiere of Chris's song for the emotional montage when your team crashes out of a game. Sad times last night. Did you watch the match?
Of course, did you?
Lads. Well, it was on a screen in our studio at Radio 1's Hackney Weekend, but it was quite difficult because I was watching Rihanna and she was finishing up around the same time.
Yeah.
So
you wouldn't have watched it even if you'd been at home, would you?
The penalties bit does excite me.
It's good. When it's 0-0 the whole way through and then it has to go to penalties, that's the bit I like.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah.
As a beginner, that's the most exciting bit, I think.
Chris hates it when I talk about football.
0-0.
Yeah.
Right.
When neither of them have scored.
Yeah, 0-0.
Yeah, but you can also say 0-0. It's like when you say promoted, I say upgraded.
No, but you can't know.
You can't bar me from doing football banter just because I don't use the correct terminology. Who's to say that 0-0 won't catch on?
I hate it when you tweet me.
Oh, yes.
What, in general or just football banter?
In particular, the football banter.
I like your exchanges on Twitter about football. It really annoys you, doesn't it, Chris?
Yeah.
I was doing some good texting to the one that doesn't speak as well last night because he was working at Radio 1's Hackney Weekend, and obviously I had to update him with the scores. But, just keeping him informed of what was going on.
I
said Portia de Rossi had kept falling over and stuff.
Oh.
I think that you need to get together with someone else that was tweeting about the football.
Yes, right, okay. I have found my new best friend on Twitter. Can you guess who it is? Sunita.
You know Sunita off of Simon Cowell. She's always on judges' houses on X Factor, wearing a leaf. And she did a song millions of years ago called So Macho.
We've got you the one with a really extended intro, so it's going to test you to see if you can remember back to the 80s when you could hit the vocal.
I bet you I can. Here she is!
I love it that DJs do that. It's such a DJ thing, isn't it? They sort of give themselves a little congratulations that they can still talk up to when the person sings. Anyway, Sunita, she is amazing. She was boshing out football banter left, right and centre last night.
I know. Yeah.
Her tweets were amazing. I thought she knows almost as much as I do about football.
She always tweets about the football. I reckon at judges' houses, when you see her, behind those doors of that big posh mansion, she's got a big tactics board.
One of those... I see, I haven't got it. I can't do it.
What is this?
Is this written about Welbeck?
That's Sunita's song, So Macho.
Awful.
It's not the best.
She had an opinion on everything last night. It was brilliant.
Now, we've got her tweets about last night here.
I have voiced these. I couldn't quite remember how she spoke, so I've sort of gone with what I... Yeah.
England have to step up 10 yards.
So when you hear that voice, that's Sunita.
Yeah.
It does sound quite like her.
Yep, equivalent of judges' houses. If they don't go through tonight, they come home tomorrow.
I particularly enjoy it that she mentioned judges' houses.
Yeah, she's comparing the football to X Factor.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Appalling.
Stevie G to Andy Carroll. Nod goal, that's all we want.
You see, I don't know that term.
What's a nod goal?
I think she means a header will do. She's called it a nod goal.
Yeah, but I like her for that because it's the same, isn't it? Like 0-0, a nod goal, nodded it in the net.
You never heard that term before?
No.
All right, it's just a Sunita thing.
My tip is Carroll to score.
Well, that didn't happen.
No.
So that was a not very good punditry skills there.
Well.
And you've never done a pundit, which hasn't come true?
Have to keep the ball, however Italy may be tired. They're doing it better than they have in previous games, playing through the midfield more.
Yes, Sunita. See, she really knows what she's talking about.
Interplay by the United Three.
What?
Welbeck's winning all of his headers, just need one to frot to Rooney.
Now, what, frot?
What's a frot?
That's another technical term that I didn't know about.
Is it not just a typo?
It's frop, I think.
Frop?
Yeah.
No. What's a frop?
I think it'd surely drop.
Was she just typing a bit too fast?
Yeah.
Okay.
The gap between the front two and the other two banks of four is getting too long.
Oh, you've lost me now, Sunita.
England's best chances will come from overlapping fullbacks.
Remember, this is Sunita tweeting off of judges' houses.
Sorry, that last one. Play that again.
England's best chances will come from overlapping fullbacks.
What's a fullback?
Well, technically, she's not completely wrong.
Well, there we are then. Maybe they need to listen to Sunita more. Get her on the bench, you know?
What, instead of Gary Neville?
Yeah.
That goalie is on. Roller coaster already.
And finally, from Sunita.
Okay, my prediction for today, 1-1 after 90 minutes and England will win in extra time. Oh.
Completely wrong. Well done, Sunita.
But I really would like it if you struck up a real friendship or a Twitter friendship with Sunita where you could both bosh the football banter.
It would also be, I agree with that. But also, Chris, all three pundits on the BBC Sport last night, they all said England were going to win. So she's
Right, OK.
She's as good as them, if
get
not
her
better.
On. Get her on. And in an hour from now, you will hear the world premiere of the song that Chris has hurriedly made for the emotional montage.
Does it feature Sunita?
No. I've taken this quite seriously.
We can edit her in later. The Scott Mills Daily. Went into Pro Green's dressing room yesterday. Directly after the Hackney gig, he was off to play in BCM in Mallorca. And his girlfriend really was lacking in sleep. So she was asleep on the sofa as we did the interview. And you'll hear that in a minute. Well, she did wake up eventually, but for a part of it, she was fast asleep until he poked her. And now...
Do you hear that on the interview?
It's all on, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
And you're
That's
here.
Something to look forward to. When's that on?
It's on very soon. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm in the dressing room of Professor Green. Hi.
Hi. We're being very quiet, aren't we?
We are, because we have a sleeping girlfriend situation next to us.
Millie. Sorry, she's not... I don't know. You're not asleep yet, are you?
I think she actually is.
Really? You asleep? You're not asleep, are you? Definitely not asleep.
Oh, asleep? That's not fair.
You're not asleep, are you?
Don't wake her up.
Oh.
Sorry, Millie. Anyway, well, let's just continue the interview. How are you?
There's eyeballs, look. Told you she's not asleep.
Hi. How are you? No, it's okay. We won't talk to you. just pretend we're not here. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Yeah, how was that?
That was incredible. On Hackney Marsh as well, eh?
I know.
Yeah.
Home?
Yeah. Well, I didn't live on the marshes.
Well, no, we're young. Quite nearby. I saw Tiny Temper tweet that he was watching you from side of stage.
Wicked. I haven't... The reception on my phone is letting me down at the moment. I won't say which network. I'm sure they're all being equally as terrible at the moment because there's so many people using their phones, but I haven't been able to get on Twitter to say even thank you to the audience, but it was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah,
you looked, proper.
You looked like you were really, really enjoying it, because I was on my way here, sorry, yeah. A bit late.
Oh, right, yeah. But
I
missed
a set, I watched it on my phone. It was like being there, almost.
Sick.
So, the crowd were good?
Yes, the crowd were wicked.
Yeah. And what are you up to after this? Where are you going next?
I've got, I think I've got one more interview after this. I've been putting it about a bit, Scott, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Spoke to Grimmy just before we had a chat. It's,
I know, because yeah. I saw Grimmy
what
and I was like...
me. I was eating my food, then he was like, I want a word. I was like, I want a chip. do you want a chip? So we ate chips for the most part, so I'm not sure how good that sounded. But I've got to go to Mallorca.
Tonight?
Yeah, I've got a gig at BCM at 3 o'clock in the morning. No rest for the wicked. I've just come here from Isle of Wight last night and not slept. Hence why the bird is curled up on the sofa,
yeah.
Looking at me with some quite interestingly... daggerish looking eyes, yeah. If looks could kill, I'd be a dead man twice over.
So, Hackney, like, I know we've talked a lot about what it means for this area, but it must feel so good for you as a local boy to come here and perform and just to see the crowd.
And for people that are from the area to see me, you know, because I didn't grow up different to anyone else. You know, I was born into six people living in a three-bedroom council flat on North Ward Estate. So I'd hope that's aspirational in itself. I'm never one to preach. I don't shove it down people's necks. But, you know, at least they get to see someone who's come from nothing and made something of themselves.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, as important as just yesterday and today is the academy that took place, because that gave people a real opportunity to have their eyes opened and see how they can take the first steps towards getting involved in the industries that they want to be a part in.
I was down there last week and it was really good to see, actually, because I walked in and they were doing a comedy workshop and there was stuff about how to get into the music industry, like aspiring DJs. I think it was a really good thing to do. It was also really busy.
Yeah, I was down there when I'd done my live lounge. Unfortunately, I never got to go back. But yeah, when I was down there doing the live lounge, there were just kids everywhere walking around, and it was just funny to see the looks on their faces, you know, which disappeared after a second when they realised I was a human being, you know, I was just as normal as. But everyone just seemed so excited, and furthermore, just so happy. And you know, I've heard there's been not one arrest yet, you know, not for the 46,000 people that the police are saying they've had the quietest streets they've had in Hackney for. They don't know how long, and I think that's got a lot to do with the fact that there's something positive happening. You know, people are encouraged to be happier, and they've got something to be happy about, and I think that's really, really important.
Did you hear about or see Jay-Z last night?
I didn't.
Oh,
I was on stage at the Isle of Wight. I've seen him a few times, and he's you know, he's had the biggest and the best career in rap. He's one of my favorite artists. I saw him recently at Watch the Throne, and he's incredible.
He casually bought Rihanna and Kanye West on stage.
Oh, just normally.
Yeah,
like it was nothing. He's done all right, really, only when you look at the people that he signed.
He's done all right.
Yeah,
he's picked some good ones, hasn't he?
He's, yeah,
I have to say, this is not as good as Nicki Minaj's dressing room.
Isn't it?
No.
It's... Why is there favouritism going on?
I don't know.
I'm friends with you lot. I'm a Radio 1 more than Nicki Minaj.
That's true.
That's not fair, is it? Why are you even telling me that?
I thought
I had a good relationship with Radio 1. I thought we were all on an even ground. So
I don't,
what you're saying is...
I don't think we had anything to do with the dressing room.
No.
It looked like...
Do you reckon our people did it?
I think so. Like,
tell me what is in Nicki Minaj. I'm quite intrigued now. What's going on in Nicki Minaj's dressing room?
It's like Barbie World.
Really?
Everything is pink. It's like a little dollhouse.
Well, if you're coming in, this was like a dollhouse, I think that would be a bit more shocking, don't you? I might try and sort something out for next time.
Next year.
And only do my interviews in my dressing room and just sit here like everything's normal. Just to weird people out.
Cover everything in your favourite
colour.
Have
lots of cats.
Yes. Do something really weird next year. Just demand it and see if it happens. I bet it will. Right, really good to see you again.
Lovely to chat to you,
Thank
Scott.
You for an
Thank
excellent
you.
Set at
Thank
Radio 1 Saturday weekend.
Cheers, man.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, coming up, we've got the world premiere of Chris's emotional song for, well, it can be football matches, any sporting events. They can use it at the Olympics. What song did they use last night on the emotional montage?
It was like a slowed down version of Linkin Park.
Was it In the End?
In the End, yeah.
So is it like they do on adverts where they slow it all down and make it acoustic, yeah. Like we were talking about before?
Mm.
So they didn't use Dry Your Eyes or Stop Crying Your Heart Out?
No.
Because I did see a few tweets from people to you going, should have got in there quicker, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, is ours better than...
It's not finished yet, I'm working on it.
Okay.
Right?
Well, we'll hear it very, very soon.
I'm going to try and find that Linkin Park one, I think. The slowed down version, because some people haven't heard it yet. And it did sound quite weird.
Did it?
I don't think it sounded right. Have you got it?
Oh, hang on. I think I do have it. So this is what they played on BBC One last night. And as usual, were the slow-mo shots of fans crying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All that, yeah? I didn't hear this last night.
It starts with one thing. Keep that in mind, that a song is wrong to remind myself how in the end I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. Oh. To me, will eventually be a memory of a time. I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. Had to fall to lose it all, but in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Oh, it's quite nice. I bet it's not a patch on yours. We'll hear it in a minute. This is Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, Lucy. You've just finished your exams in Manchester. Another person that's just watching all the live music from Radio 1's Hackney Weekend. So much to watch, isn't there? On the Radio 1 website. Get it on your phone as well. I was doing that a lot of the weekend, stuff that I didn't manage to see. I was just getting my little phone out there, turning it sideways for a bigger view. And it's so good. Get it all on your phone at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Get on the website, put it on your phone. Bosh. Well, now is the moment that we've all been waiting for. It's time for Chris's emotional montage song.
Yeah, I've done my best. Okay. It's all a bit rushed because...
Yeah, well, we weren't expecting England to go out, were we?
No.
So on the TV last night, they used a slowed down version of In the End, which we just played by Linkin Park. They could have used this. Have you made this just about football?
No, the point is with this, we'll be able to do this with any sport. For that reason, instead of talking about football, I talk about ball. To keep it generic for all ball sports.
Sure, so we shouldn't get the wrong idea.
Looking at my words, it could look dodgy.
Okay.
It's not.
Cool.
All right, it's so, about all ball sports.
Maybe we could use it for Wimbledon, when something goes wrong there.
Cricket,
yep.
All sports with balls, as far as I'm aware.
Snooker?
Yep. Yes. And what I've done, though, because it was the football last night, I've put some football commentary on it. I must point out, I couldn't get hold of any commentary from last night. So it's just generic commentary.
Okay, so it's commentary, other football commentary, but not last night.
Yes.
Oh, that's good then.
And when we have this for, the snooker, does that mean you'll get Will you take off the football commentary and put snooker commentary in?
Yes, it'll be like John Virgo and people like that.
I'd quite like to hear a golf version of this song.
Yeah.
Is there one in the in progress?
Well, we'll see how this goes down. If it goes down well, then we'll just put some golf commentary on it.
Excellent. Okay, so here is Chris's emotional montage song for the end of any ball sports that go wrong. All right. So, picture the scene. On the TV, you'll get visuals of the highlights of the matches where things go right and go wrong. You'll get, what, fans looking a bit distraught?
Yes.
Head in hand sometimes?
Yep, yep. Slow-moving things.
Yep. And then...
slow-moving things?
Well, lots of slow-mo shots.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And then this song comes on. Are we ready, everyone? Here it is.
Maybe at times he can move the ball with a little more pace. I'm sure he said it. He wanted more penetration. I'm not sure if that was one of the fans' balls.
What a recovery by Julian Lescott. Followed it in. Something so few defenders do. And Conor Plianka's whiz-banger.
Why does it hurt so much? There's a pain deep inside of me. Can't concentrate on anything. Close my eyes, it's all I see. Can't see myself getting over this. Feel like Fanta without any fizz. No, I need to move on, but all I'm thinking about is balls. I'm trying to take it on the chin. Balls. Coming second again, never seem to win. Balls. Why can't I be in fields of gold like Sting? Balls. Hang on a minute, my phone is starting to ring.
Hello, Chris. How are you, mate? It's Daffy. You seriously need to keep your chin up. Give me a call, Chris. Seriously, man, come on. Everything's gonna be alright, Chris. Don't worry. Nana. Ha. You know the rest.
I've got no idea why he's phoning me. Because I don't really know him personally. But when he says,
keep that head up high,
you know you gotta trust him. Nana, nana, nai.
Chris, turn that frown upside down. Upside down.
But here I am, crying tears of a clown. It's the taking part that counts. I don't wanna hear that, you know. Wait a minute. It's my phone again. Who's that now? Hello?
Hi, Chris. It's Rachel Riley of the Countdown. Just got one thing to tell you. Vowel. Consonant. Vowel. Consonant. 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 Vowel. Consonant. 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 Vowel. Consonant. Consonant. Vowel. Consonant. Vowel. Vowel. Consonant. Consonant, vowel, consonant, consonant, consonant. Do you know what that spells? Everything's gonna be all right.
Everything's gonna be all right. Man up, man. There's no need to cry. Everything is gonna be alright. Maybe next time. Na 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 he.
Na na.
Na 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 he.
Na na na.
Na 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 he. Na 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 na.
Everything's gonna be alright, Chris, don't worry.
Na na na. Na 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 na.
faded out.
Oh, I love that. That's brought a little... it's made me feel a little bit emotionally...
sick.
Unstable.
What were we saying about that, then?
I like the talky bit.
I think... I mean, it was a rush job, and... Yeah, no, I thought it was quite good. I'm just seeing what the texts are saying.
I didn't realise that you could sing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I had to for this one, didn't I?
What, just to fill to the end of the track?
And Dappy and Rachel Riley off Countdown on
yeah.
it. All-star cast. Well, let us know what you thought of that on 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There are some brilliant comments coming in. I don't think any of us expected that. It goes with England's performance perfectly. It was super. I like super. It was super.
Have you seen the one from Sam in Huddersfield?
No.
He says, if anything can spur our teams on to victory, it's the fear of having that played at slow-mo over said sportspersons.
Oh, I was just going to read out the good ones. All songwriters should stop. This is the best music can ever be. Good work. Mm. That's from Jack at work. If anything can spur our teams on to victory, it's the fear of having that played over slow-mo of said sportsperson.
That one.
That was the one I just read.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry, I wasn't even listening to you.
I thought you were reading the good ones.
Is that the same one, was it?
Exactly the same word for word.
Just said the bad one twice.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm only reading out the good ones.
Jamie in Swansea, that was amazing. I connected with it on so many levels. A lot of people quite emotionally charged.
We've got a 6 foot 17 stone rugby player.
Oh, I love when they come in.
It's an emotional mess.
Yeah.
Chris is a lyrical genius.
I always like it when people text in their weight and also what they do for a living to say that they're in tears about something. Good work. Thanks, everyone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And Pippa's been on, who's 16 in 8 days in Devon. Radio 1 is getting me through revision for my last GCSE exam. It's on Wednesday, and then I'm finished for the summer. You're free! Really liking Jay-Z as well. You can get the full set with Zane Lowe tonight from 7pm. Live music from Jay-Z at Radio 1's Hackney Weekend. And you can watch it anytime you want on the Radio 1 website. If you want to see the brilliant Jay-Z on Saturday night at Hackney Weekend, get on your computer or your phone and go to the Radio 1 website. It's become a tradition, as you may have noticed, with Jay-Z and Kanye on their tour. They keep playing Paris again and again and again. They only did it 2.5 times at Hackney Weekend, which for them is quite good. Because on the tour, they've been doing it sometimes 7 or 8 times. So they do it, they play it, it's like this. And then the song comes to an end, and they're like, again! Whole song. Again! Sometimes it's been going on for hours. Again! Again! Etc. Now, I'm thinking that more artists should do this. Imagine if every artist did that. They wouldn't have to write as many songs, would they?
That'd be brilliant. It's like the best encore ever.
Imagine this. And I was like, baby, 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 again!
It's not quite the same.
Again! Imagine if Justin Bieber played this song 7 times in a row. Again!
Do you think he'd still be as enthusiastic at the end?
Alright, I think I've got one.
Go on. Oh, yes.
Baby girl, I said tonight is your lucky night. Meet a hundred along with Bubbler and Spani Mike.
I stop and stare at you, walking on the shore. I
So imagine Peter Andre and Bubbler have done this song.
It really is our lucky night.
He's on tour soon. Everyone expects the show to be over, but no, again!
Baby girl!
Again! If you're listening, Andre, do this on your tour.
Baby girl!
I like the way you've just compared Jay-Z to Justin Bieber and Peter Andre.
Yeah, he'll be happy with that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, here's a little thing for you to ponder on. Are the people of Stupid Street down with modern music? Do they know what's going on? I mean, they are in one of, you know, the biggest capital cities of the world. But remember what street we're on.
I think some might be. It depends what you call, like, modern. Like, how modern?
Recent, you know, current music.
Hmm.
With that in mind, let me ask you this question first, which we've asked to Stupid Street on today's Oh, What's Occurring. What is your favourite song ever by Tinchy Strider?
Strider-man.
I don't think
it charted, but to me, it'll always be my number one.
It means something to you.
Yeah.
I think the one with Pixie Lott.
What's that called?
It's called Bright Lights, I think. Okay. Bright Lights, yeah.
Well, that's the question we asked on Stupid Street. There are Scott Mills points up for grabs. Next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
And now, points ahoy on Oh, What's Occurring. So let's find out, how in touch are the people of Stupid Street with popular music, current music? What do we think they listen to on Stupid Street? What's, like, who are their artists? What music blares out of cars on Stupid Street, do you imagine?
I think probably Kaiser Chiefs.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I think they've just bought the album.
I imagine on Stupid Street it's more like European songs, like Donze Kuduro, and is that how you say it?
Donze Kuduro.
That's the one. I think it's going to be like holiday music.
Euro hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we asked the people of Stupid Street, what is your favourite ever song by Tinchy Strider? Are they in touch or not? It's a simple question. What was the most popular answer? What did they say? For 10 Scott Mills points.
See, I think they'll only know ones that have been number one. So I'm going to say number one. And I know it had N-dubs on it as well, but that still counts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think they'll only know, like, really big ones.
Chris?
I see the logic in that, but I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm going to say Bright Lights, the one with Pixie Lott. Because it's a good song.
Can I have 500 extra Scott Mills points if anyone says Strider-man?
No. Absolutely not. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So we're on Stupid Street and today we're asking them, what is your favourite ever song by Tinchy Strider?
Could you tell me your favourite song by Tinchy Strider?
By who?
What's your favourite song by Tinchy Strider?
I don't know any.
What's your favourite song by Tinchy Strider?
Ooh la 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 Frisky. Ooh
la 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 la
Frisky.
What about you?
I'm gonna go with Frisky, yeah.
Yeah? I think Frisky's is the best one. What's your favourite Tinchy Strider song?
My favourite what?
Tinchy Strider song.
I don't even know who Tinchy Strider is.
What's your favourite song by Tinchy Strider?
Is that the small one?
What's your favourite song by Tinchy Strider?
I don't know the name of it. No, I don't know.
Can you sing a bit of how it goes?
No, I don't know.
Oh, ages ago. What's that song? She makes him smile, sunshine. What's that, smile? Sunshine, smile. It's really ages. Something about your smile. It's really ages ago.
Is that your favourite?
Yeah, that's my favourite. Yeah.
What's his, like, old song? With N-dubs. Was that him?
What's your favourite song by Tinchy Strider?
I really am really bad.
Was that one? I really am really bad?
I don't know.
I don't know that one.
I really am really bad.
If that is a Tinchy Strider song.
Well, it might have been an album track.
Right.
But
I really am really bad.
That is a good title for a song if any rappers are listening. It's not been done by Tinchy.
Well, they did say the one with N-dubs, but they didn't say what it was called. Mm. So, I'll review that in a minute. Continue.
What is your favourite song by Tinchy Strider?
In My System. Every day of the week. In My System.
Wow. You're in my
system. What's your favourite song by Tinchy Strider?
Nobody's Perfect.
Oh. Wow, that's good. Do you know any more?
What?
You know any other songs by him?
Domino. Or Do It Like a Dude. I can do it like a brother.
Do it like a dude. Do It Like a Dude one by Tinchy Strider.
Oh, I want to hear this.
I don't. I really am really bad.
So the most popular answer, what's your favourite ever song by Tinchy Strider, was Frisky, which, of course, was by Tiny Temper. They don't know current music, do they? They don't. I'm not going to give you any points.
Why?
Do I or not? Well, they didn't say the title. I'm being strict. So if you said Frisky is their favourite ever Tinchy Strider song, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
Oh, God. Just.
Wow.
Yeah. Weird one, huh?
Really weird, but brilliant.
Did it happen?
Last night?
Did the whole thing happen?
Oh, right.
Did anything happen?
That sounds really bad, doesn't it?
Did anything happen?
Last night, we didn't.
Just feel like, did anything happen?
It feels like a dream. But it wasn't, because it's all on the website.
just to make sure.
Yeah. So I saw Rihanna last night in a pub in East London. That actually happened.
That did happen.
And then I got a tweet from her earlier, which is nice.
I saw that.
What's going on?
She said, I heart you.
Don't understand.
Well, that means she loves you.
Oh, no, I know what that means. Good weekend, though?
Yeah, really good.
You and Fern get all right on the TV?
Yeah, we did. It was all right. We're like Richard and Judy.
Didn't fall out?
No, not at all.
Didn't bicker on air like Eamon and Ruth?
No, I think if anything, that's the one thing it was missing.
I know. Do that next time.
Yeah, definitely. BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio